This is Great One himself from the Cynical Libertarian Society here with an anarchy moment. So I've been reading You and the Police by Boston Tea Party. It's an excellent book. It's about how to deal with police officers in situations where you may need to deal with police officers. One of the times you're going to deal with police officers is when they pull you over in your automobile. Now, you know, back in the day, the automobile represented freedom. You know, you could get in your car, you could drive, you could do things, it gave you options. Today, of course, the automobile represents slavery. It represents an option for the state to intrude into your life, to search you, to take your freedom, to imprison you, to arrest you, to shoot you, to strip search you. You know, you can go on YouTube and watch all the YouTube videos, people getting pulled over, strip searched, pulled over and beat up, pulled over, robbed, pulled over, well, robbed, given a ticket, you're getting robbed. So yeah, the point is, your automobile is a dangerous thing. And there's also, of course, the prediction I made, which I then read about how it's coming true already in Spain, of how your automobile will be used to spy on you and further incriminate you. Okay, so I want to take some of the lessons from this book. I want to talk about a couple of things in the news. This is in the news from my small town back in Texas, where I grew up. My mother sends me care packages every now and then, and amongst them is the hometown newspaper, where I get to read about all the activities. And down in Texas, they do love them some drug war. The drug war is huge and it's big. So, we're going to go over a couple of actual examples here from the newspaper. And we're going to talk about how, had these people read Boston Tea Party's book, You and the Police, how these people, even though I know you're saying, well, they're drug dealers, they deserve to go to prison. Well, you know what? You can always find somebody out there who thinks other people deserve to go to prison. And they don't necessarily. Just because you think somebody deserves to go to prison doesn't mean they do. These evil drug dealers are merely supplying a product that people want. It's really that simple. As I've said before, in the drug war, the ultimate problem with the drug war isn't that drugs are bad and okay or any shit like that. Okay? People want drugs. That's why drug dealers can sell drugs, because people want them. If you want to solve the problem of drugs, you don't do it by making drugs illegal. You don't do it by putting drug dealers in prison. You do it by finding out, why do people want drugs? And then addressing the root cause. Okay? It's like, I can't sell my dirty underwear. Okay, I've never actually tried. I'm going to grant you that. And yes, I know in Japan, people pay money for soiled women's underwear. Okay, but we're not talking, this is in Japan, and I'm not a girl. Okay, I can't sell my dirty underwear. You know why I can't sell my dirty underwear? Because nobody wants them. The reason drug dealers can sell drugs is because people want drugs. Figure out why people want drugs, and you can do something about that, and you can change their behavior. But just making shit illegal doesn't work. Okay, this has nothing to do with You and the Police. So here we go. First one, we got the picture here of the cop and his dog and the spare tire that was full of marijuana and the big giant bricks of marijuana, 28 pounds of it. Yeah. So it says here, Fayette County Sheriff Keith Korink reports that on Monday, May 20th, a traffic stop by Fayette County K-9 Handler Deputy Randy Thuman results in an arrest for possession of marijuana. Fayette County K-9 handler Randy Thuman stopped a pickup truck traveling east on Interstate 10 for a traffic violation. Upon contact with the driver and nervous demeanor being detected, I'm going to learn to talk any moment now. Also, trying to read newspaper sentences, because these aren't sentences like normal people would write. All right, let me do this again. Upon contact with the driver and nervous demeanor being detected, further investigation and deployment of K-9 Lobos resulted in a small amount of marijuana being located in the bed of the truck. Further inspection by Thuman resulted in approximately 28 pounds of marijuana being located in the spare tire. Arrested and charged with possession of marijuana was, and I'm going to totally mutilate this person's name, Malinquinedes Vargas, 46, of Rio Grande City. Justice of the Peace Precinct 1, Scott Parker, set bond at $20,000. $20,000 bond for having some plants. Now, had this individual read, you and the police, what would he have done differently? Let's go through this. First of all, the first mistake this guy made is that he was driving a vehicle in Texas while being a non-Caucasian. We know he's a non-Caucasian from his name. That's your first mistake. Second mistake was, and it doesn't say in here what the traffic stop was, but he did something that caused the police officer to pull him over. And this is why your automobile is dangerous to you and dangerous to your freedom. Because if the police see anything happening in your automobile, they can pull you over. Do you have a light out? Do you have your tail light out? Is your headlight out? Are your license plates visible? Are you swerving? Did you run a stop sign? Did you roll through a stop sign? Anything. Are you talking on your cell phone? Do you not have your seatbelt on? Did you lean over in the car to pick up something you dropped and you swerved a little bit, right? Anything you do in your car can get you pulled over. Once you're pulled over, from there, the cop is now looking for a probable cause to search further. Now, of course, running drugs in a pickup is a really stupid idea, because the bed of the pickup is in plain sight, which means that the police officer can look into the bed of your pickup. Anything the cop can see in your car, okay, he doesn't need a warrant or for you to consent to a search for you to go in there. For the cop to get into your trunk, you have to consent to a search. Or he has to have probable cause there's something in your trunk he's looking for. So Boston Tea Party's recommendations are, when you're driving your automobile, obey all traffic laws. Okay? Obey all traffic laws. Have your automobile fully functioning. Lights are functional. License plates are visible. No cracks in the windshield. Have your automobile clean. The interior of your automobile. Don't have shit piled everywhere where anybody can see it. Anything that you do not actually need while you're driving your automobile should be in the trunk, right? You got suitcases, whatever, you put them in the trunk, not in the back seat. You got a bag, especially down in Texas where they love them some drug war. Anything could have drugs in it. There's a duffel bag in your back seat. I better look in there. That might have drugs in it. Okay. Anything you don't need while you're driving should be in the trunk of your vehicle. If you have a pickup, you don't have a trunk, you're fucked. Pickups are great, but not for avoiding situations like this. Now, next mistake. So the guy exhibited nervous demeanor. Now, of course, nervous demeanor can be anything. And of course, you've been pulled over by a man who has a gun and can kill you at any moment and get away with it. That would make a lot of people nervous. However, this guy exhibited nervous demeanor. So this was all the police officer needed. This is probable cause. The guy looked nervous. I'm going to get out my dog. Now here's the thing. The dog sniffing, you don't need a warrant for the dog to sniff, right? For the cop to go inside your spare tire without probable cause, he needs consent to search or he needs a warrant. But for the dog to sniff, no warrant needed for that. Now what you don't know about drug dogs is, number one, they are trained to indicate. Indicate is the terminology when a dog sniffs drugs or bombs or whatever it's been trained to sniff. The dog does what's called indicating. First of all, the dogs are often trained to indicate simply by receiving a signal from the handler. They don't actually have to smell anything. Another trick is the cop will just have some marijuana in his pocket. He rubs his fingers on it. Then he rubs his fingers on where he wants the dog to indicate. The dog indicates he can now search that area. So got out the dog, Lobos is his name. Lobos did his thing, he peed on the tire, not the tire with the marijuana, but he peed on the truck tire and then he sniffed around and he said, oh, marijuana. So once Lobos is indicated, the cop now has probable cause that there's drugs. Boom, he goes in, he can search the truck. This guy had some plants, now he's going to prison, whatever, $2,000 bond. Now, again, I know what you're saying. Well, he was a drug dealer. Okay, this shit happens. The reason this is in the newspaper is because they found drugs. All the times that this has happened where they didn't find drugs, those are not in the newspaper. They are, however, on YouTube. So, again, YouTube, go there, watch the video of people getting harassed by the police for nothing. Also, talking about your automobile, another thing Boston Tea Party points out is on your car, I know this is hard for you, all your political bumper stickers, get that shit off, okay? Your bumper sticker about don't tread on me, get that shit off. Your bumper sticker about they can take your gun when they pry it from your cold dead hands, get that shit off. Your bumper sticker about it's better to be judged by 12 and then carried by 6, get that shit off your car. Because if you think that is not a trigger for the cops to pull you over, depending where you're at, you're wrong. He also points out, don't try to suck up to the cops by your bumper stickers that say, I love the police, or all this other shit. The police see right through that shit. There can be some exceptions to this, I think, depending where you are. Down in H-Town, Houston, Texas, where I lived for a while, they have a thing called the 100 Club. You donate $100 to this group, and they put this money in funds, and this money is given out to widows and orphans of police officers and firefighters who are killed or die in the line of duty. When you join the 100 Club, you get your little sticker, 100 Club sticker, and in Houston, the joke was always, you know, you put that on the back of your car, and that's your pass to be able to speed or break the law or, you know, roll through stop signs or whatever, because the cops see that, and they're like, oh yeah, a member of the 100 Club, I'm not going to pull them over. You can try that. I don't guarantee it, but you can try it if you're in H-Town. Here's the next one. Heroin confiscated after traffic stop. Oh, wait, this is Fayette County Deputy Randy Thuman and Lobos. Hey, it's the same guy and the same dog. Oh, good couple of weeks for this guy. Okay. Fayette County Sheriff Keith Coran reports that on March 7th, Fayette County canine handler Randy Thuman stopped a pickup truck traveling east on Interstate 10 near mile marker 658 for an obscured license plate. Obscured license plate is why they got pulled over. Again, everything that happens from here on out happens because these people were dumb enough to run drugs, specifically heroin, and you know, not saying that they're good people. Not saying, all right, just pointing this out. If you're going to run drugs, don't have an obscured license plate, people. Okay? If you're going to be a drug dealer, if you're going to be a drug runner, you need to be a little bit smarter than this. Okay? You need to be a little bit smarter. And yeah, this is a great example of how evolution works, natural selection, right? People who are smart enough to run drugs without getting caught, get away with it. People not smart enough, don't get away with it. All right. During the course of the investigation, Thuman became suspicious about their itinerary as their route was elongated from Wellsico to Houston. Now, I don't know where Wellsico is, but here's another important thing that Boston Tea Party talks about. So apparently, this deputy was interrogating them. By interrogating, I mean asking questions. Ask them questions, you know, where were you at? Where are you going? These are the kind of questions you do not have to answer. Here is something very important for you to understand. If a police officer is asking you questions, it's because the police officer believes the answers to those questions can be used to incriminate you and give him probable cause to search you or detain you or arrest you. Okay? Police officers do not ask you questions because they're being friendly. Let me say this again. A police officer is asking you questions because he believes the answer to the questions can be used to incriminate you. Do not answer questions. Do not answer questions. When you're pulled over, you do have to show a driver's license, you have to show proof of insurance, all this other stuff. You do not have to answer questions like, where are you going? Where have you been? And in the book, which I'm not going to quote the book, you need to just go read the fucking book. Okay, and by the way, I'm not Boston Tea Party. I didn't write this. I'm not getting any money, but you need to fucking read the book. In the book, Boston Tea Party explains to you things you can say to the police officers when they ask you questions like, where have you been? Where are you going? You know, they cannot ask you questions like this unless they have reasonable suspicion that you have engaged in a crime. And then you ask them, what is your reasonable suspicion? There's other stuff as well. Listen, read the book, okay? But if they say, you know, well, yeah, the cop says there was a crime 2 miles down the road. I need, where are we going? That's maybe in that circumstance you can do something, but maybe you shouldn't, all right? It's always an individual thing. The point is, let me say this for a third time for those of you who are stupid. And I know what you're thinking, but I've done nothing wrong. I have nothing to hide. Again, go to YouTube, look at all the people who didn't do anything wrong, who are getting harassed physically, mentally, verbally, by the police. Look at all the people in prison who over time it's found out, oh, they were actually innocent, okay? If you think you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to fear, you're a stupid motherfucker, move to England, because they have that attitude over there. All right, let's get back to reading this. All right, so anyway, so the cop says, what's your right, where are you going? They told him they're going from here to there to whatever. He decided that he became suspicious because their itinerary, because of their route, was elongated. This is probable cause in Texas for the police. Your route sounds really elongated to me. I'm going to get my dog and search your vehicle. Also keep in mind, if you're saying, but I don't do drugs, I've never done drugs, I'm not scared of the dog. I've already pointed out that the dog will indicate when the cop wants the dog to indicate whether drugs are there or not. Another thing to keep in mind is, did you buy your automobile used? How do you know the people who had the car before didn't have drugs in it and some residue is still there? Because the dogs have very sensitive noses. And what about all the people who have ever rode in your automobile? Have any of them ever had drugs? The residue lasts a long time. Okay? As Boston Tea Party says, anybody who has drugs on them, has used drugs, whatever, you need to ban these people from your automobile. Do not let them in. And if you have passengers, remember, if the passenger's got drugs on him at the time and you don't know anything about it, that doesn't fucking matter. All right. 3, automotive batteries located in the bed of the truck. Again, drug dealers using pickups. Not very smart. 3 automotive batteries located in the bed of the truck were inspected by Thuman and signs of being tampered with were present. Upon further inspection and disassembly of one battery, it was determined that it contained 6 kilos of heroin. Further inspection of the remaining 2 batteries also yielded that they too were, they misspelled were, they spelled it where. yes, journalist, protecting us from, yeah, journalist, Fourth Estate. No spell checkers though. That they too were, where, that they too were contained a 6, oh my god. I'm sorry, I can't help it. All right, I'm going to read this sentence as it's actually written, because I'm reading this and then my brain is trying to correct it. That's why I'm struggling. Further inspection of the remaining 2 batteries also yielded that they too were contained a 6 kilos of heroin, making a grand total of 18 kilos. For those of you who can't do math. An estimated value of the heroin is approximately $4.2 million. Arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance and the intent to deliver were Pedro Carrillo, 56, and Donna and Ruben Carrillo, 37, of Wilsco. I'm probably mispronouncing names. Justice of the Peace Precinct, and blah, 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 set bond each at $1 million. Again, also a big part of this was that they were brown and they were driving a vehicle in Texas. So yes, I understand. You're saying, but those were drug dealers. They deserved it. Let me say again, all the times the cops pull people over and harass them when they are not drug dealers is not what you read about in the newspaper. And the point of this isn't to say these people shouldn't be in trouble or should be in trouble or anything else. Sitting aside the fact that they are drug dealers, what this is to illustrate is how easy it is for the police to pull you over in your automobile, ask questions, for you to say something stupid, for you to behave stupidly, for the cop to then say probable cause, for them to start searching, and you're saying, I know, you don't have any drugs, but you don't know for sure what you have or don't have that may or may not be illegal because you do not know. I know, many of you out there say, well, I'm not doing anything illegal. This always fascinates me when anybody is fucking stupid enough to say this. Because when you say, I'm not doing anything illegal, what you're saying to me is, I know every single county, city, state, federal, and international law that applies to me according to whichever piece of ground I'm on at this moment. And I perfectly understand the implementation and interpretation of every one of those laws. And therefore, I know I'm not doing anything illegal. Okay, and the number of people who fit into that category are zero. Nobody knows every law. Again, read the book. It's entitled Three Felonies a Day. It will explain to you that every single person alive in the United States is violating at least three federal laws every day. I know you think you're not breaking any laws. You think that because you're stupid. That's why you're a statist. Unless you're listening to this and you're not a statist and you're an anarchist, you already know everything I'm saying is true. And if you have not read Boston Tea Party's book, you need to go do it. Let me close with this. On this page in the newspaper is the Colorado County Sheriff's Report, which is in smaller text than the rest of the newspaper and still takes up about a third of the page. So if it were in the same size font, it would be a good half the page in the newspaper. And this is everything the Colorado County Sheriff has done in the week. Now down underneath this, because this newspaper comes out weekly, there is not enough anything in Weimar, Texas to have a daily newspaper. They barely get by with a weekly newspaper because they have a lot of really big pictures of all the people playing sports. Underneath all this is the Weimar Police Report. I want to read this to you. And my socialist, communist, Obama-loving statist mother has a little commentary written down here. She says, "They work so hard!" Exclamation mark. And this is the statist attitude, that the police need to be doing more. Yes, they're just not doing enough. They need to be harassing more citizens. So now here, this is the activities of the Weimar Police Department for an entire week. On the night of June 11th, Officer Joshua Estes made a traffic stop in the 800 block North Center Street and arrested the driver of the vehicle for no driver's license. Sergeant Randy Meekin received a theft report in the afternoon of June 14th in which an iPad had been stolen from a student at the end of the school year. The case is under investigation. And that's it. That's what the Weimar Police Department did in a 7-day span. And my statist mother thinks that they need to do more. People, the police do not need to do more, because if the police do more, the way the police do more is by arresting more people, by putting more people in prisons, by feeding the prison industrial complex, by feeding the judicial industrial complex, by feeding the police state industrial complex. So you need to chill the fuck out. You need to read the book, You and the Police by Boston Tea Party, and you need to understand the police are not your friends. Be up on the laws in your state. For example, stop and identify laws. What are the stop and identify laws for your state? Do you have to show the police an ID? You know, understand what probable cause is, understand what reasonable suspicion is, understand the difference between being detained and being arrested, understand, you know, that you can say to the police officer, am I being detained? And if he does not say yes, that means you are free to walk away and you need to attempt to walk away. When a cop talks to you, if you can, and there's situations like when you're pulled over in your car, you can't stop on the gas pedal and take off and go high-speed chasing and shit because you're not a motherfucking gangster, all right? When you're on foot, understand, avoid fucking cops. Unless the cops are really, really hot, then you can fuck them. Avoid cops when you're on foot. When you're in your automobile, don't get pulled over. Avoid getting pulled over. And you do that by having a clean automobile that functions and by obeying the fucking traffic laws. Learn from other people's mistakes. Read the book, Boston Tea Party, You and the Police. This is the book that converted Michael W. Dean from a left-wing statist to a minarchist. Right? That's how powerful this book is. This is an excellent fucking book. Get it. Done. Finished. Out. And remember, I'd like to end on something of a strong note, and it's like that was really weak. Remember, when a police officer is asking you a question, it is not because he is your friend. A police officer is asking you a question because he believes the answer will incriminate you.